With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
And a very good Friday morning, afternoon, evening, everyone. Joe Beningo back with you again, the Ode to Pain podcast. It's Friday, February 23rd, 2024. The Joe Beningo Ode to Pain podcast brought to you by the Hackensack Brewing Company. You need a discount tire and DraftKings. So here we are. How about this? So here we are as we near the end of the worst month of the year, which is February. We even get an extra day, lucky us, because it's leap year and all of that. You know, leap year, Olympic year, election year, all of that. Very big year, as I always say. Fasten your seatbelts, everybody, for what's to come yet this year. But nevertheless, who would have thought that the two best teams in New York would be the two teams that play in Madison Square Garden? You know, all of a sudden, Jim Dolan's world is absolutely rolling, right? The Knicks won last night, their first game out of the All-Star break, beat up Philadelphia, beat them by 14 last night, a game where still no Julius Randle, still no OG Anunoby, but they did get Hartenstein back, they did get DiVincenzo back, they did get Bojan Bogdanović all back last night, and they had a nice win over Philadelphia. As far as the Rangers are concerned, they won the ninth consecutive game, beat up on the Devils last night, 5-1 in Newark, two goals for Lafreniere. Igor Shesterkin continues to play his best hockey of the year, and the Rangers right now just rocking and rolling. Nine straight wins, their longest winning streak in 8 years, and have not lost since the All-Star break. They're 8-0 since the All-Star break. So, but let's try to break that. Obviously, things are going well in the regular season, no doubt. Of course, the injury situation with the Rangers, with the Knicks, has to be a concern. There's no question about it. But just to look ahead at what the chances are, we'll get to the Mets. I know the Mets fans are all flipping out because Senga's missing opening day and all that. But, you know, why should you be surprised, Mets fans? But we'll get into that. But you look ahead to why the are these teams legitimate championship contenders? You know, I think the Knicks are, but they're not unless they get Julius Randle and OG Anunoby back. And let's start with Anunoby. I mean, they get this guy, they make the trade, for, you know, they trade Barrett quickly to Toronto, they get Anunoby, they get Precious Achiuwa back, who has been huge. I mean, he was basically a throw-in in that trade, and right now, he's one of their best players. He was a big factor in the win over Philadelphia last night, 18 points, 12 rebounds. He's been a monster off the offensive glass. He's been a godsend with the injuries to Hartenstein and Mitchell Robinson. Now, you got it. The way Precious Achiuwa has played, he's been outstanding, no doubt about it. But they make the deal. They get Anunoby, right? We're all delirious. They go 15-2 right out of the gate after the trade. You know, guys like me are hearkening back to when the Knicks made the Dave DeBuscher trade all the way back in 1968. And then what happens? Anunoby gets hurt. And then, you know, he's going to miss a game. Oh, he's day-to-day. You know, he may play tonight. We'll see. And all of a sudden, after he doesn't play for about a week, the next thing we know, he needs surgery. He needs elbow surgery. He's going to be out at least 3 weeks. And then we come to find out, as my wife gets ready for a sneeze-a-thon, we then come to find, that's only the first of many, we then come to find out that now he's saying, well, I'll probably be back for the playoffs. What? So this Anunoby injury has gone from, here comes number two, the bless you, darling, I'll just one massive bless you because there'll be at least two more. So, you know, the injury, and nobody cares, and nobody wants to see how many times my wife sneezes now. But But Ananobi's like, okay, so he goes from this day-to-day injury, and I'll be back in tomorrow. Oh, now it's 3 weeks. Now I need surgery. Now, who knows if he's back for any games for the regular season? Unbelievable. How did that happen? Wonderful. OG, we hardly knew you, right? And as far as Julius Randle's concerned, here comes sneeze number three. As far as Julius Randle is concerned, for those scored at home, the over-under is 3.5. So if you know, we'll see how it plays out. But anyway, what were you talking about? Ananobi, not my wife sneezing. Anyway, my wife sneezing may be the title of today's podcast. How many times will Terry sneeze? Right? Will Ananobi be back before my wife sneezes again? No. The answer to that is no. So anyway, so who knows if he's going to be back? You know, he says he may not play the rest of the regular season. And who knows about Randle? I mean, Randle basically said the other day he's got to worry about his career. So you ain't going to see him the rest of the year. You could take it back. You could write that down. He will not be here for the rest of the regular season. You only pray he's back for the playoffs. And I think the Knicks could be a real serious championship contender, but not if they don't have those two guys. You know, they got a good team. You know, Brunson obviously is one of the best players in basketball. To me, he's one of the top 10 players in the league. You know, he definitely should merit MVP consideration. I don't think there's any question about it. And he didn't have his best game last night. He had 21 points. Didn't shoot well. Did have 11 assists. You got a big night from Josh Hart. I mentioned the night you got from Achiuwa last night. Bojan Bogdanović was back last night. He scored 22 with 6 of 6 from three-point land. DiVincenzo threw in 16 points. So they got it from a lot of different people, and they got a lot of different guys, no doubt. But if they're going to go all, if they're going to be a team that's going to finally end the 50-year drought, now going on 51 years without an NBA title, they got to have everybody back. So we'll see what happens. I mean, I wouldn't hold my breath that these guys are going to be back anytime soon. And I don't think we're going to see either of them for the rest of the regular season. And you can only pray that they're back for the playoffs. So Knicks are 34-22 right now, fourth place in the East. You want to hold on to that because it's very, you know, you lose a couple games, all of a sudden you're in the play-in. You know, you're in the seventh spot, you know, and you're playing in a play-in tournament. Right now, fourth seed, they'd have home court advantage in the first round of the playoffs. You know, you'd like to get out of that seed. You'd like to move to three so you avoid playing the Celtics in the second round. And by the way, the Knicks play the Celtics tomorrow night at the Garden. That's one of those late 8:30 ABC Saturday night games. So that game will last forever with all the commercials. I hate them. Don't you hate the national TV games? You know, the only sport where national TV is okay is football because everything is national TV on football. You know, everything is on the networks. But when these games are not on MSG, right? Forget about it. When they're on ESPN or ABC or, you know, wherever, TNT, whatever, these games take forever because they got more and more and more commercial time. So tomorrow night's game, Saturday night at the Garden, the hated Celtics, right now the best team in the NBA, will come into the Garden and we'll see what happens, see if the Knicks can take care of business. Crowd should be very pumped up for that. But if the Knicks are going to go as far as all us Knicks fans would like to see them go, they got to get Randle and Ananobi back. And it doesn't look like these guys are coming back anytime soon. Now, as far as the other team at the Garden, to me, this is the better chance for a championship this year. The Rangers right now, they're healthy, and they're, as I knock on wood, and they are absolutely rolling. And I think, as I mentioned, 9 straight wins, 8 straight since the All-Star break. They're hitting on all cylinders. They beat up the Devils last night. They beat them 5-1. Lafreniere with 2 goals. That line continues to be outstanding. Lafreniere, Panarin, and Trocheck, they had last night that group, 3 assists for Panarin. Trocheck scored his 20th goal of the year. Lafreniere had 2. He's got 16 now. And that line really continues to get it done for the Rangers. But last night's win to me was really all about the two things, the special teams and the continuing brilliance of Igor Shesterkin, who really looks like he is now, you know, he had a rough time the first half of the year, you know, and the Rangers were really saved in so many ways by the outstanding play of Jonathan Quick in net. Well, Shesterkin is now back to being Shesterkin. He had an unbelievable game the other night against Dallas when the Rangers won that game 3-1. He made some really just sickening saves in that game. No doubt he had that shutout earlier in the week over Calgary, his first shutout of the year. And he came within 2 minutes last night of his second shutout. Jack Hughes scored with about 2.5 minutes left in the game to end the shutout. The Rangers went on to win it 5-1 anyway. But Shesterkin has really found his game again. I mean, there's no doubt about it. And that's a big factor if the Rangers are going to end what, you know, this year would be the a 30-year drought without the cup. You know, that cup that everybody waited for 53 years. Well, now it's another 30 since they've won one. So, you know, and they've had a lot of playoff success in the Lundqvist years. And even the last year they lost to the Devils in the first round. But, you know, 2 years ago they went to the conference final before they lost to Tampa Bay. This team has had some success, you know, in the last 15, 20 years as far as the playoffs, but they haven't won it. You know, this year will be 10 years since they were in the finals in 2014 and, of course, lost to the Kings with Jonathan Quick in net, by the way, for L.A. But with all that said, this team right now is flying. Shesterkin's playing his best hockey of the year. And last night they won the game on special teams. Early in the game, this kid, what's the kid's name? I keep forgetting the kid's name again. The big 6'7", 6'8" kick. 6'8" kid that they brought up, he got in a fight last night with one of the Devils, knocked the crap out of him, wound up getting a 5-minute major penalty, and also getting thrown out of the game. But what did the Rangers do? They killed the 5-minute major, right? Killed the 5-minute major. There was also back-to-back minors later on in the game for the Devils. They had a 4-minute power play, and the Rangers killed that too. So the Rangers special teams did the job last night. They scored they had one power play goal. I believe they were 1-for-4 on the power plays. Zibanejad had that. What's the guy's name?
Matt Rempe.
Matt Rempe, that's the kid, right?
6'7".
Yeah, I know. I know that. Matt Rempe, that's the guy. Beat the crap out of one of the Devils. I'm not sure who it was. And like I said, he got thrown out of the game, got a 5-minute major, and it didn't matter. Because Rangers right now are doing everything right. And like I said, they killed that penalty, that 5-minute penalty. They killed another 4-minute double minor penalty later on in the game. They scored a power play goal. Zibanejad got his about 5 seconds into the power play the Rangers got, scored the goal that made it 1-0 right away, his 19th of the year. And the Rangers are rolling, man. I mean, I don't know what else to say. And I know the trade deadline's coming up. I believe it's March 8th is the trade deadline in the National Hockey League. Why would the Rangers do anything? You know, they would talk about trading Kaapo Kakko. Why? He's played his best hockey lately. I wouldn't trade him. I wouldn't do anything with this team. I mean, this team is unbelievable. Right now, they got 79 points. I don't know if they have the most points in the league or not. 79 points. They got 38 wins on the year. 38-16-3. Really, 38-19 because, you know, National Hockey League, those overtime losses, you know, aren't counted as like a normal loss, which is ridiculous, but that's how they do it. So anyway, 79 points on a year for the Rangers. They're rocking and rolling. They've been in first place in their division basically all year. I think they have a 6-point lead over Carolina right now in the Metropolitan Division. I wouldn't do anything. I wouldn't make any moves. I'm happy with this team the way they are now. The defense has been great. Adam Fox, Keandre Miller, Adam Trouba, yeah, I mean, you know, unbelievable. I mean, you know, Jacob Trouba. You know, you got to be thrilled what you've seen for the defense. You know, Schneider, Lindgren, you know, all these guys, Gustafson, they play great on defense. You know, you're getting, you're finally starting to get it again with Zibanejad scored again last night. Kreider got his 29th goal of the year last night. He could have had about 3 or 4 last night. He had a shorthanded breakaway he didn't score on. He had another breakaway as well, shorthanded on that 5-minute power play for the Devils that he just did not get it past the goalie, but he did score later on to get his 29th of the year. So, you know, Panarin's having an MVP year. As I mentioned, 3 more assists for him last night. They got these 2 big goons now up here. Rempe, he's like their enforcer now. I mean, the Rangers really didn't have an enforcer. Now they look like they got an enforcer on top of everything else. So I really think, and look, you never know how the playoffs are going to go. You know, the playoffs are a different world. We all know that. It's not easy to win, you know, 4 7-game series in a National Hockey League, and anybody can beat anybody. I mean, you get a hot goalie. You know, we saw what happened last year. The Boston Bruins had this unbelievable regular season. They had a gazillion points in a regular season, and then they played the Florida Panthers in the first round of the playoffs and lost. So, you know, so much for that great regular season. So you never know what's going to happen in the playoffs. We saw what happened to the Rangers last year. Remember, they had that 2-0 lead over the Devils in the first round. They won the first two games in Newark, and they wound up losing the series in 7. So, you know, you never know what's going to happen here, but you really got to be happy with what certainly what you're seeing now from Shesterkin, who really looks like he's back on top of his game. He had 40 saves last night. Like I said, it should have had a shutout. They gave up that goal with the last couple minutes of the game by Hughes. But everything rolling right now for the Rangers. I think they got a real shot. I do. I think this is the best team they've had since the Cup team, to be honest. Certainly the best team they've had since the team that went to the finals in 2014 and lost to the Kings in 5. So we'll see. But it has been a – look, if you're a fan of the Knicks and Rangers, it has been a fun regular season at Madison Square Garden. You know, hard to get a ticket to go to a game there, you know. I think it only costs about $300 for the worst seat to go to either game, either team, you know. You need to take out a second mortgage, you know, to go to a game at the Garden anymore. Thank you very much, Jim Dolan. But both of those teams rolling right now, got to be thrilled. Both teams back in action tomorrow. I mentioned the Knicks. They'll play the Celtics at home. That's an ABC game, 8:30 Saturday night. And the Rangers, I believe, actually play tomorrow afternoon. They play the Flyers in Philadelphia tomorrow afternoon. That's another one of those national TV games. I believe that's on ABC, too, and that game is at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Rangers, Flyers down in Philadelphia. Always fun playing the hated Flyers down in Philly and the wonderful fan base that they have down there. So, yes, yes, not quite Boston, but then again, you know, they do hate the Ranger fans down there. Not quite as much as they hate the Cowboys, but, you know, nevertheless. So we'll see, but both teams right now. What are you looking at now?
I said the city of brotherhood.
Brotherly love, man. There's a lot of that going on down there these days. By the way, for those that bet the under, you won because Terry only sneezed 3 times. Now there could be another batch coming up, but
there's always
pot. But these for you guys out there that were betting at home, if you went on DraftKings to make a bet with this, you know what, you won. If you bet the under. You know, I don't know if Kenny was, I think Kenny's in Florida, so he probably, you know, right now he's bad. Right. He's playing golf or basking in the sunlight right now.
Yeah.
Well, we're here in New Jersey watching the rain come down, but it's a good thing, rain, because it's getting the snow out of here.
Yeah.
You know, so for once, you're not going to hear Beningo complaining about the rain. But anyway, right now, it's a good time to be a fan of the Knicks and Rangers and enjoying every second of what's been a very, very solid regular season for both teams. It's all about health, though, with the Knicks. They got to get Randall and Anunoby back. And as far as the Rangers are concerned, they got to stay healthy. And we'll see where we go from here. All right, Beningo, the Yoda Pain Podcast. Let's get our sponsors in here. You all know about the Hackensack Brewing Company. Don't forget, we'll let you know when the next live podcast will be. I don't know when that's going to be. Probably sometime right before the baseball season. It'll be before Senga comes back. I'll tell you that. Before Senga makes his first start of the season, we will do our next live podcast at the Brewing Company. And you know the story, located 10 minutes off the GW Bridge, less than 30 seconds off Route 4 and beautiful. Who needs a house out in Hackensack? You know, what can I tell you? It's better to be living in Hackensack than in Queens. Anyway, the tap room's open 4:30 to 10. Monday through Friday, 2 to 10 Saturday, 12 to 8 Sunday, 78 Johnson Avenue. Check it out. Check out my Yoda Pain beer when you're there. The green beer for the Jets, the orange and blue for the Mets. And I hear that my buddy TJ, I think he's making Nick and Ranger beer as well. So as we get ready for the playoffs for both teams. So by the way, I was thinking about this. The last time there's been 2 times in history that the Rangers and Knicks have played in the finals in the same year. 1972, both teams went to the finals. The Knicks were beaten by the Wilt Chamberlain, Jerry West Lakers, and the Rangers were beaten by the Bobby Orr, Phil Esposito Bruins. So both of them in 1972 lost to legendary teams in the finals. And then, of course, 1994, when the Rangers did finally win the Cup after 54 years, and the Knicks lost to the Rockets in seven in that brutal series that they lost to Houston. And, of course, the O.J. Car chase went on during Game 5, as we all remember. Oh, you can see me running to the radio now as as they took it off the television. But anyway, that's the last time. But those are the two times in history that both the Knicks and the Rangers have been in the finals at the same time. But we'll let you know about when the next live podcast at the Brewing Company is. See Mike Jones. See everybody there. TJ, everybody. Andre, the Homer Spooker at the Hackensack Brewing Company. Herb, although I think Herb's doing his own thing now in a different direction, but nevertheless. And, of course, the Anita Discount Tire. See my son Johnny. See Ari. See everybody over there. Rob, you need work done on your car. You need tires, whatever you need. You need your car inspected, anything like that. Rivervale, New Jersey on Westwood Avenue. Go check it out. Big fan of Rivervale. Got my first ever hole-in-one there of the three that I have, which is unbelievable. But nevertheless, I wish I was playing today, but I'm not. I'm playing my mind a little. I'm playing golf in my mind today. That's about the closest I'm playing today. And people ask me, well, why don't you go like to the range? No. I'm not a range guy. My wife likes to go to the range. But there's only so much you can do with the range. You know what I mean? There's only so much you can do. I see some of these people, they get like these two monster buckets of ball. Like, it's like, you know, I don't know, 200 balls in this, in the freaking bucket.
That's overkill.
I mean, and they got like these monster buckets. Are you kidding me? You're not going to have any arms left if you hit like 400 balls. I mean, look, you're not on a PGA tour. I mean, are you kidding me? Let me tell you something. I go to the range, I'm good for about 20 balls, and I'm done. That's it. Because all I'm doing is wasting. I'm hurting myself. You know? I hit 15, 20 balls. Okay, I'm done. I got a nice workout. Let's see. Maybe I'll use my driver a little bit. Maybe I'll hit my irons here and, you know, hit the rescue club, maybe the five woods, something like that. You know, maybe five swings of each. That's it. I mean, I don't see how you could probably sit there all day and hit balls. You know, if I was on a tour, if I was playing for Live with a PGA tour, and they got to do something about that, but that's another story. Huh. You know, I could understand it, but that's just completely overkill as far as I'm concerned. But nobody cares. Just, you know. Anyway, go check out Anita Discount Tire for any of your automotive needs. And of course, if you're looking to bet on anything, you got to bet with DraftKings. I mean, where else are you going? Where are you going? It's the only place to go to bet on anything. College basketball, got the NCAA tournament coming up very soon, a couple March Madness in about another month or so, a little even less than that. You know, the conference tournaments, all that will be coming up. You want to bet on that? You want to bet on the women's college basketball? You can bet on that. South Carolina, undefeated, number one in the country again. And we'll see if they can pull it off or not. Remember, they lost to Caitlin Clark in Iowa in the Final Four last year. And then Iowa lost to Angel Reese and LSU, who I think is rated number 13 now. Anyway, whatever you want to bet on, college basketball, women's or men, you want to bet on the NBA, you want to bet on the National Hockey League, whatever you want to bet on. You know, you could the British Premier League if you're into betting on soccer, whatever. Whatever you do in the golf, you want to bet on that. They got the Mexico tournament going on now. Really, you talk about a tournament bereft of any big names. I mean, there is like no big names in that tournament. I'm not even sure. Check the leaderboard there, Tess. See who's winning in Mexico. I'm not even sure. I know that Tony Finau, this shows you, and in all due respect, Tony Finau is a fine player. Don't get me wrong. He's a terrific player on the PGA Tour. But when Tony Finau is the favorite to win a tournament, that tells you all you need to know. I mean, there are no big names in this tournament. No Rory McIlroy. There's no Jordan Spieth. There's no Justin Thomas. No. You know, none of these guys are Matthew Fitzpatrick. None of these guys are playing in this tournament. Brian Harman. You know, any of the guys. Max Homer. You know, none of the guys.
Eric Van Rooyen right now.
Oh, is that who's leading? Eric Van Rooyen is leading right now? Okay. All right. Eric Van Rooyen is the leader?
Yeah.
But I mean, no, Hideki Matsuyama, who just won at Riviera. All right, so I'm looking at the leaderboard in Mexico. Eric Van Rooyen, the leader, he's what, eight under par?
Eight under.
And who's this guy in second place?
S.
Valamiski?
I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, you don't even know who these people
who
are.
These people?
You don't even know.
Lipsky, I've heard of.
You don't even know. That's why I'm saying it's a very non, you know, I mean, I can understand not wanting to play in Mexico. I get that. I mean, I don't know if I'd be wanting to run down to Mexico right now. But
what is that? Daniel Gim? We've heard of him.
Oh, yeah. Doug Gim. Doug Gim. Yeah, no, there's some guys you heard of, but I mean, there's no names.
No.
That, I mean, the PGA Tour's got a big, big problem. They really, really do. They got to work out this nonsense with LIV. And get the guys back like Dustin Johnson, like Brooks Koepka, like Bubba Watson, Bryson DeChambeau, Phil Mickelson, yeah. Tyrrell Hatton, Joaquin Niemann. You know, they got to get these guys back. Sergio Garcia, these guys, John Rahm, these guys are all on LIV. And it is a major problem right now in golf. It really is. They got to do something about it. They really, really do. Now, look, you got the player. Who is?
Tony.
Tony's two under par. He's six shots back. I mean, they got to do something about it. They really do. Now, you got the players coming up, I believe, the weekend of the 14th of March. You'll have the players, but you're not going to have everybody playing in that, right? The LIV guys aren't in that. You'll see the LIV guys in the four majors, and that's it. You'll see everybody at the Masters coming up my wife's birthday weekend, which you'll you know, finally hit 50 years old after all these years. My wife's been in her 40s longer than Jack Benny was. I mean, if anybody remember Jack, the people are like, Jack, who the hell is Jack Benny? What team did he play for? Anyway, so whatever you want to bet on, the way to go, of course, is DraftKings. And remember, use the code OHTHEPAIN, OHTHEPAIN. If you got a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY, or you can text HOPE-NY, and that's 467-369. All right. But here go the Order Pain podcast. So all the Met fans are flipping out because Kodai Senga has fatigue in his arm, and they've shut him down for the rest of spring training. And he's not going to be there for opening day, right? Why should any Met fan be surprised? But what makes it even worse is that the esteemed general manager, the great, I'm smarter than anybody, David Stearns, I'm reinventing baseball, I'm so damn smart, right? Couldn't play, but I'm going to reinvent it. David Stearns says, but they're not going after anybody. You know, Blake Snell's still out there. Jordan Montgomery's still out there. But don't worry, Met fans, we're not spending any money to try to, you know, maybe get another starter in here because of the injury to Senga. Don't worry about that, you know. And hopefully Senga will be back at some point, you know. Don't worry. It's only fatigue. I got arm fatigue every day. Let me tell you. I brought some groceries in the other day. Man, my arm was fatigued. Nah, seriously. I know some guys that don't have girlfriends that have a lot of arm fatigue. But, I mean, you know, I don't have that issue. But, I mean, but come on. Arm fatigue. And he's not going to start the season. God forbid they go out there, okay? God forbid they go out there and try to get, you know, some kind of pitcher. God forbid Stern spends any money. Oh, my God. If you're a Met fan, you know, how about this stuff, too, that the Mets, what do they call that again? The Pecota, whatever. And it's not a Bill. Remember Bill Pecota played for the Mets for a while? He was terrible. Remember him? But what is this? Some kind of Pecota ratings or whatever the hell they call it. You know, so this is above my pay grade. Come on. Most things are. Where they project the Mets to be like an 84, 85 win team and maybe slip into the playoffs. Really? You really buy that? What Met fans thinks that's going to be the case? I don't know many. I don't know anybody, to be very honest with you. So, and I'm not even going to start screaming about Alonso. You know where I am on that. But so Kodai Senga has arm fatigue. I have arm fatigue. A lot of guys I know have arm fatigue. You know, Got a lot of fatigue. Oh, my God. What a disaster. The Mets are such a – what a disaster. And it's only the beginning of spring training. I think they play their first spring training game tomorrow, right? Tyler McGill is pitching, right? You'll probably see him pitch opening day. So if Senga doesn't pitch opening day, who's pitching? Quintana? Is that who's pitching opening day? Luis Severino? Is he pitching opening day? How about this guy Hauser they got from Milwaukee? Will he pitch opening day? Seriously, I don't even know. Who? Sean Manaea, is he going to pitch opening day? I mean, who's pitching opening day?
I am.
My wife would pitch better. She doesn't have, my wife has no arm fatigue, by the way. Just to let you know. No arm fatigue for Terry. Anyway, it's time to go.
My arms are strong.
Oh, God, they are. It's time for me to go. Everybody have a wonderful weekend. What else can I tell you? Have a freaking wonderful weekend. I'll be back Monday, hopefully, God willing, with the podcast. Check me out tomorrow on The Fan. All the love.